This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. I'm glad you're with us today. On the phone with me is Shannon Doherty. She's from the Northeast. I can't use a good accent. She is a TikTok sensation. TikTok.com/@home with Shannon. Ampersand and at home with Shannon. And you got to look at the videos. It's just, I just don't know how you do it. I mean, Shannon, I started doing Facebook Live. Probably not the best choice, but I have quite a few followers on Facebook for the radio show, and I started doing wine tastings once a week. Nice. And I'd publish them early enough so that they could go to Jacob Liquor Exchange, my anchor sponsor, where they had a special rack with the wines for that week. And it was a great sensation. It worked great for the, well, not only the 15 months that I did it, but I think it helped a lot of people, and we had a lot of fun during the pandemic. But you, the TikTok thing, TikTok was still relatively new then. And like you said,
it was.
You hit when the iron was ready.
I still think I was a little late, to be completely honest. My mom had been telling me, my mom and I are super close, and my mom helps me with all my businesses always. And she was even ahead of it 6 months prior to me. She was saying, Shannon, get on there, get on there. I think the pandemic being home really forced me to, but I even think I was a little late. Like, if I had gotten there 6 months earlier, there was even more opportunity. But we are fortunate. We got there. I mean, now it's so much harder. It really is.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about, obviously, food and wine is what I talk about. You have some recipes. Hey, you got a page around because you've put so many things for October and Halloween, and we'll talk about those. But the corn rib dish that you put together.
Oh, yes. Those are so easy to make. That's actually a viral trend on TikTok. You cut your corn off the cob in these little sections. So you keep them, I'll try to explain it on a radio, but you keep them, it's almost strips. You peel the corn like in strips off. So you're keeping the kernels together in these strips. And then you stick them right in your air fryer. I put some cheese and butter on them. And they're just fun. They look like little ribs. My kids love them. I don't know if you guys have seen that viral trend everywhere. It started on TikTok. It's called It's Corn. They turned it into a song. There was this little boy talking about how much he loved corn, and they turned it into this remix of a noise and a sound bite. And it's so funny because my kids love corn, too. Like, it's just their absolute favorite.
Well,
yeah, these corn ribs are fun to eat and easy. Easy to make.
Well, they look great. You did a lot of cooking and things, but in the beginning, the mom hacks were kind of the thing, and people then saw you in your kitchen and wanted to get more involved. And I get it. I go way back at some of your earlier posts, and I look at the number of times people have watched these. Now, granted, they're short and it's easy to do.
Totally.
It's addictive.
So I posted, my mom said this to me. So I'm looking at my account. 4 days ago, I posted this video for mini chicken pot pies. And my mom said to me yesterday, she's like, do you understand that in that little 16 seconds, you've had 85,000 people like it and 35, I mean, it has 2 million views, but she's like, I just can't believe those numbers. And I can't believe it because it's just over my phone, so sometimes I don't grasp it. I had friends be like, they sent me a picture, like, you don't really grasp it till you see, you know, how many people are in a football stadium, how many people would be five football, you know, then you really understand what those numbers are. But I can't believe it when I see someone out and they're like, randomly will say, we just need your chicken pot pies. I'm like, I can't believe that you get to see my content. It's so amazing.
Well,
amazing.
Okay. I want you to talk about this one before we talk about some of the Halloween decoration stuff. Lasagna soup.
Oh my gosh. Have you ever had that?
No, but I'm going to.
Oh, it's so delicious. It's so easy to make. That's another one that everyone wrote, what? You can make soup out of it? You know, it's cold weather here now, and it's football season, so I love just making a soup and having it through the weekend. Lasagna soup is so easy to make, and you just kind of roast your ground. I'll again tell you how to do it, but you make it with a tomato sauce broth, throw some diced tomatoes, and then you put some ground meat, and you put the lasagna noodles right in there, and you let the soup boil. You let the noodles cook in the soup, and then you kind of put some ricotta cheese on the top of it. But it's really good. Like, highly recommend. That's on my page. I posted it in September. Easy to throw together and really, really good. And tastes like lasagna.
153,000 views.
Crazy.
You crazy. Crazy. All right. Let's talk about Halloween. Obviously,
sure.
You are a Halloween enthusiast, as many families are these days. I wish my kids were still home sometimes, but since they're not, we still have fun. We just don't get a lot of trick-or-treaters. But looking at some of the stuff you put on, the decorating ideas, and I love the way you incorporate the kids. The picture of you and your older daughter standing in front of the house with the witch's hats. I mean,
yes.
You know, how much fun can this be for you and for her?
So fun. My oldest daughter, she's 8, she'll be 9, and she just, like, she gives me the best ideas. They all do. We have so much fun together. But Halloween, so I've always been huge on decorating during the holidays. I was born that way. My aunt, who opened the stores with me, is super creative, so she always went over the top with my Halloween costumes, my birthday parties. They were always so extra and so amazing. So that's been ingrained in me since I was a little girl. And then with social media, I mean, Halloween, people start posting it July 15th. I was in Home Goods buying Halloween in July, which sounds crazy, but you do. And because there's so much content to get out. And I was saying yesterday to my husband, I think Halloween is becoming one of my favorite holidays. It's just so fun. We haven't really had any major holidays since, right, like Easter. You have 4th of July and stuff, but not really major decorating holidays, and Halloween is now the kickoff for Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. So I get into it and I get excited. And there's so many easy little decor hacks you can do or recipe hacks, and it's so festive and fun. Like the one you were talking about with the witch's hats. I got a bunch of witch's hats off Amazon. I think it was $12 for 12. And they're just little black vinyl witch's hats. I grabbed some fishing wire and I put it right through the top of the hat. I tape a tea light on the bottom of the fishing wire, and then I hang the wire from, like, outside our porch or in the kitchen, so it looks like these hats are floating everywhere around our house or the outdoors, and then you turn on the tea light at night, and it's really, really cute.
Well, just that one, and it's a pretty long one. There are several there under Best Halloween Hacks. And
Yep. Oh,
the decorating ideas, the cooking ideas. Talk about your favorite pumpkin decoration. And I see a lot of your pumpkins that you decorate, you're not cutting the pumpkin open. You're doing things on the outside.
I am. That is because carving pumpkins is so hard. I don't care what anyone tells you. It's a mess. It's so hard to do. Kids can't really do it. So there's some hacks. One that I love, you can use cookie cutters to carve your pumpkins. So you put the cookie cutter on the outside, you use a little hammer or something to jam it in, and it makes your pumpkins look so cute because they have these pretty, like, a bat cookie cutter or a pumpkin cookie cutter, and they look really pretty. You put a tea light in the middle. That's a hack I do. I also did this fun spa pumpkin with my girls where we got a face mask, just an adult face mask, put it right on the pumpkin, use some red lipstick, some fake eyelashes, and put a towel around the top so it looks like the pumpkin had gone to a spa. We also love to paint them on the outside with my kids. I'll put some paint and some pom-pom stick right on it. You can get the vinyl decals. There's so many ways to decorate them without carving, which has become our go-to. We love it.
Yeah, it does help when you have little kids that want to be involved, and then as the mom or dad having to dig out all the interior of the pumpkin and then getting sharp knife and, you know, the chance of cutting yourself.
It's impossible.
Yeah. And then
really good hack for keeping your pumpkins fresh longer too.
Tell me.
Because if you're buying them in July like I do, which is crazy, but when you bring them home, you run them under water and then put them either in vinegar or bleach, depending. Some people don't want to use bleach because it can be a little bit harmful to animals. You can also use vinegar and then spray them with Mod Podge. I don't know if you're familiar with Mod Podge, but it gives them that like shiny look on the outside, and they'll stay fresh so much longer. It's a great little hack.
Well, I got one sitting on the front porch, and I'll give it a go. There's so many things. The monster donut thing with the teeth and the goo-goo eyes on top of a donut.
A donut hack. Those are quickly my favorite because the donuts on a little tradition I always have in my family is making fun holiday cinnamon rolls and fun donut hacks for the holidays. So when we wake up on that day, like Halloween or, you know, Thanksgiving, we always have these fun little easy things to have for breakfast. And for the donuts, there's two Halloween donut hacks that I'm obsessed with. The monster one is if you go to Dunkin' Donuts or wherever, get a dozen donuts and then just get from Amazon a pack of the monster teeth. They're like the little fake plastic jaws that you just put right in the middle of the donut. So it looks like a monster. And then you give them little candy eyes. It looks adorable.
speaking of breakfast, the sheet pan breakfast that you do with a sheet pan full of eggs, scrambled eggs poured in a sheet pan and baked.
So good.
Sausage. What a piece of cake.
It's so easy. I've had to make mornings as efficient as possible because my kids are running out the door and their schedules are so busy. It's like hard to know who's where. It's unbelievable. But so anything I can do in advance is such a game changer. So for those that what I'll do on like a Sunday, I'll make a sheet pan of eggs, which means you crack a bunch of eggs on a pan, put them in the oven and bake them for 20 minutes, take them out and cut them into little squares. I put them on breakfast on English muffins with a turkey sausage, a slice of cheese, a little squared egg that I made. And then I put it in a little plastic baggie in the freezer and I have them for the whole week. You just pop them in the microwave or oven when they're ready to eat them and they're ready. And you can literally in one sheet pan make like 14 of those breakfast sandwiches. It's amazing.
I'm telling you, I told you I have a TikTok account and I don't use it much, you know.
You better start using it. Now you have a follower to follow.
Well, I will do that. But then now, you know, when I sit down at the desk and I have a lot of work to do, there's always something to entertain me that keeps me from doing it. Watching Facebook Reels, you know, the little video things.
Yep.
So now if I go to TikTok and to your page, I can sit here for an hour and a half thumbing through.
There are tons of really fun ideas. I mean, every day I'm coming up with a new one. I also did the little spider donut hack where you get an original, like, round normal donut. Then you get a little chocolate munchkin, put it in the middle of the donut, give them eyes with candy eyes, and use frosting to make little legs along the side. Those come out so cute. It's one of my favorites. It's adorable.
Okay, one more thing.
Yes.
Whether it was hand sanitizer or soap, turning a clear hand pump soap dispenser for your bathroom into a Halloween treat as simple as ordering a bag of those little eyeballs, fake eyeballs, or little spiders. You got to be kidding me.
Oh, $2 hack. You know, on Facebook, I think that video got around 10 million views, which is so crazy. I think it's at like 2.5 million or 1 million on Instagram and TikTok. It's crazy. I think collectively that video has like 20 million views because it was so easy. I feel like my videos that do the best are just so basic, so easy, and anyone can do them. And you think, like, why didn't I think of that? So I just got some clear soap, I actually, last year I did it with a clear soap and I put eyeballs in it and I left it at our sink. And then this year I got a little Juicy Peach orange soap. So it's like a light orange color, Juicy Peach. I found it at Walmart. And then I put spider rings in it. And it just, those are so fun to have around the house. My kids love it. So easy.
It's just, you blow me away. Again, one more. What about the mummy soap dispenser or our hand sanitizer thing where you wrapped it with white medical tape?
That's another really fun hack that anyone can do. So if you, again, you can do that with a soap bottle. I do it with our hand sanitizer. You can also do it with juice boxes and yogurt pouches. And you just take some white medical tape and you put it around multiple times around the bottle, like little, like, so it looks like a mummy in a diagonal, make it messy. My kids help me. The messier, the better of the tape. And then stick on some googly eyes. And again, it's just your house is instantly the coolest Halloween house. Everyone will want to come over because it's fun.
Well, and it's all because of At Home with Shannon. Shannon Doherty, you are a force to be reckoned with. And I wish you the best of luck and millions more followers. And I'm thinking you need to put a book together.
Thank you. I know that is definitely something that I'm percolating. So if I do, you will be hearing from me for sure.
And we'll have you on again. You got enough content, I can assure you of that. And then you just take little pictures of some of the stuff. And look. How about it's a little early. How about Happy Halloween? That's a start.
In my mind, I'm already on to Christmas.
There you go. Happy Halloween. Well, your husband's a lucky guy, and your kids are even luckier, and you're going to be Mom of the Year yet again.
Well, thank you for having me on your station. It's amazing.
Take care. Talk to you soon. Folks, you got to go. TikTok.com/ampersign, and then the words, At Home with Shannon. And I don't know how she does it. I just don't know how. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to my good friend Dan Stockamer. You've heard him here before, whether it's a wine trip to California or talking about one of the finest venues in all of Kansas, Prairie Hill Vineyards. If you haven't been, you're missing out. You have another chance, and we're doing this early enough so you can plan ahead. It's coming up October 30th, Fall Fest at Prairie Hill Vineyards. We'll tell you all about it after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.